was just a few years ago when St. Petersburg Republican Jeff Brandis was appointed to the Senate Criminal Justice Committee. While most who sit on that panel have some sort of criminal justice background, Brandis is in real estate.
Hearing what was going on in the state of Florida's prison system, I felt like I was a plane at 30,000 feet with an engine out upside down and really nobody at the controls. As we looked around the system, we thought this is one of the areas of government that was most in crisis in Florida.
He and I are diametrically opposed on many political philosophies.
One or two.
But there's two or three that we walk in lockstep on. And so I concentrate on those.
That's St. Petersburg Democrat Daryl Rousson, a lawyer who also sits on the Senate Criminal Justice Committee. As part of a Tiger Bay Club panel last month, both Rousson and Brandis spoke about the importance of criminal justice reform. Brandis says as a novice, it was easy to see how much the prison system was in crisis because of the constant administrative turnover at the state corrections department, as well as other challenges.
It had four different secretaries of the Department of Correction in just 5 or 6 years. And so they had constant leadership change. We had all kinds of challenging issues with the prison system itself. We knew that the prison system was aging, so the facilities were older. In fact, in some of our facilities, they can't get pieces just to fix the gates. They were having manual guard sign-in and sign-out systems. And so an entire system that needed new, fresh eyes to look at it. And a different way of thinking about criminal justice reform.
Studies have shown Florida prisoners serve significantly longer sentences than in other states, including for nonviolent crimes. And Brandis says that has to change.
We have, over the last 30 years, under Republican leadership and Democrat leadership, the tendency has always been to enhance the punishments, to go from a misdemeanor to a felony, from a third-degree felony to a second-degree felony. And there's no real proof that there's any societal benefit for these longer sentences. And because of the way that we've done it, we've structured it so when they finally leave the system, they're essentially just let out into the community with no real post-release supervision. So it is a broken system.
Andy says it's going to take comprehensive reform to change the state prison system.
I don't think it's one of these things where we can just go in and do one policy here, one policy there, and play whack-a-mole on public policy on prisons. It isn't that kind of a problem. This needs comprehensive reform. We need to look at this prison system before they go into prison. We need to look at sentencing, right? Because sentencing and diversion for mental health and addiction services, that has to be number one on the front end. We need to look at the prison system itself. We have individuals who come in reading at the fourth grade level, spend 5 years in the prison system, and leave reading at the fourth grade level.
Brandis says Florida also needs to do better on the back end by providing more support, tutoring, and guidance to released inmates, and Senator Rousson agrees. Criminal justice reform is especially personal for him because he suffered with a drug addiction for years.
Remember reentry, restoration of rights, the opportunity to work. And I've had the guys come up to me on the street corners in Midtown. And they say, Rousson, I got a felony. I can't find work. If I can't find work, I'm going to sling dope. And they're very open about it. We want to help them find work.
And Rousson says he and Brandis do not intend to give up on prison reform.
We walked into the session with a high idealism, thinking that we could accomplish quite a bit, that the climate was ripe for this. But based on what failed and what didn't get through, we're going to be coming back at it next year.
Meanwhile, Brandis says their goal every year is to change the narrative among their House counterparts that they're not being soft on crime, they're being smart, looking at best practices around the country. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.